Did you enjoy this news story? If so, why?
Yeah, it's quite a nice story to read. I suppose partly because it's quite unusual. It's not the sort of thing that you hear about every day. And also because I think it's quite easy to visualise what happened. You can just see how the woman in the motorbike stopped, parked up, and then went to help the other woman. So yeah, it's a nice story in that respect.
Do you know of other acts of kindness from strangers?
I once witnessed an act of kindness myself. This was somewhere in England. I remember it was in the summer, so it was quite warm, but then it started raining quite a lot. And there was a woman with a young child sheltering in the doorway of a shop, trying to keep out of the rain. And a passerby, who I assume was a complete stranger, just offered to give the woman his umbrella, which was a nice act of kindness. The guy was, you know, dressed more suitably for the rain, so he didn't seem to worry about it too much. And the woman, yeah, was very grateful that she could get home without getting soaked.
How do you keep up with recent news stories?
My main source of news is the radio, and more specifically the BBC. So I listen to BBC Four, which is the news channel, quite a lot, most frequently in the mornings, and then perhaps also late at night as I'm trying to get sleep. I find that listening to the radio often helps me get to sleep. So it achieves two goals at the same time. One, it keeps me up to date with what's going on in the world. Two, it helps me drift off to sleep.
What kind of news stories attract you more? Those about politics, the environment, science, education, or human interest stories?
Kind of news stories that attract me most, I suppose, are, well, yeah, politics and international relations. So I like to keep more or less up to date with what's happening in the world, although that's often not very good news. I'm also interested in science generally, so I like to hear about scientific developments, and the environment more specifically. Again, unfortunately, most news about the environment is not positive, but I think we need to be aware of what's going on so that we can all try and do something about it. And then last but not least, I also like to keep up to date with what's happening in the world of sports, most specifically sports like football, rugby and cricket, which were the ones I enjoy most, and anything to do with my own team, which is a bit of an addiction for me. So I need to know what's going on with them.